Good morning, Your Highness. Your Highness, please refrain from using my given name. You and I are not close enough for you to address me so freely. So please, let us continue to address each other with honorifics for the foreseeable future. Yes, I, in fact, did ask to see you this morning. As is custom, I am supposed to invite you to join me for breakfast at least 3 times without any chaperones, so if you would please have a seat so we can get this affair done and over with. I am on a very tight schedule and don't have time for menial matters such as this, but there's nothing to be done about that at the present moment. How do you take your tea? How odd. No, it's nothing. I was just mumbling to myself. It's just the way you take your tea is rather similar to someone I know. It must be a cultural thing. Please, feel free to start. I may dislike you, but I'm not so much of a monster as to let a foreign prince go hungry. If the food is not to your liking, I am sure the head chef would be more than happy to accommodate. Ah, well, I'm glad our country's food is to your liking, Your Highness. Your Highness, again, please refrain from calling me by my given name. Things may be different from where you are from, but here, only my close friends and family may call me Anastasia. How do you... The reason why my guard can call me by that is because he and I have grown close. I'm not entirely sure how you found out that piece of information, nor do I want to know. Please respect my wishes on the matter. I want to remain as formal as I possibly can for the time being. Because you have not given me a reason for... What was it you said? Right. For me to drop my defenses. As I've already explained, I do not have any intentions to marry you or anyone else. I find it appalling and demeaning that some people truly believe that the only way that royals of the female gender can be of use to their kingdom is if they are shipped off like a prize mare to be married by some less than esteemed gentleman. It's an insult and a travesty, Your Highness. Though, I don't expect you to understand. You're the first in line to the throne in your country. I know how important this alliance is. If we secure it, then our kingdoms will prosper for generations to come. But why does it need to happen through marriage? Yes, I know, it's called a rhetorical question. Just because I'm not the crown princess doesn't mean my sister is more qualified than I am. I love my sister, truly, I do, but she is not fit to rule. She doesn't even want the throne. She has a weak constitution and wants a life filled with love and happiness and freedom, something politics and etiquette isn't going to give her. As I said, she has a weak constitution. She has yet to express her concerns to her father, though I'm sure our father knows just how against it she is. I digress. Let's move the discussion to a different topic. I do not wish to speak ill of my sister any longer. I know I am expressing my concerns, but if you remembered our last interaction, there are eyes and ears everywhere around here. If what I said gets heard by the wrong set of ears, then problems will arise. You'd be surprised. Your Highness, I must ask, why are you so adamant on this marriage? You and I have nothing in common. You said so yourself when I was interested in you all those years ago. I've grown up since then, Your Highness. I've long retired the damsel in distress fantasy. Those were just foolish dreams of a petulant child that did not know any better. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must see to my duties. Enjoy the rest of your breakfast, Your Highness.